This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Brett, good evening to you. Since the questions that Robert Mueller wants to ask President Trump, obtained by Fox News, were made public, there has been great debate about the prudence of President Trump sitting for an interview with Robert Mueller. After our conversation with Rudy Giuliani this afternoon, Fox News has learned that decision process is still very much in flux. News about the Russia investigation, a rapidly moving target today, with the newest member of President Trump's legal team, Rudy Giuliani, telling Fox News the jury is still out about a sit-down with Robert Mueller.
My position isn't determined yet. I keep an open mind, but I'm concerned about are they objective about the president's interview. I have an open mind to the fact that he may be telling the truth and Comey may be lying. If they have an open mind to that, then this is something we would consider. If they don't, then given all of the irregularities of this investigation, we would be foolish to have him be interviewed.
On the 50-some-odd questions Mueller wants to ask, Giuliani told Fox News the president and his legal team fear a perjury trap, insisting there is no way the president will sit for 12 hours to answer them. How long would Giuliani give Mueller?
2 hours.
And the questions, he says, would have to be narrowly focused.
Questions in advance. Relevant topics. Meaning Russia. Which may not be relevant any longer. But we want them to tell us that. And their theory of obstruction of justice. Which has to do with the Comey firing. The rest of it, the tangential stuff, we'd want to see out.
While the president's team isn't yet convinced about an interview, Robert Mueller is pushing hard for one. The president's former lead outside counsel, John Dowd, telling Fox News that in a meeting in early March, Mueller threatened to use a subpoena to haul the president before a grand jury. Dowd responded, quote, "This isn't some game. You are screwing with the work of the president of the United States." The brushback appeared to have some effect. The following week, Mueller's deputy, James Quarles, dictated the list of questions Mueller wants to ask to Dowd and Jay Sekulow. Constitutional law expert Alan Dershowitz today said, based on the questions, President Trump should never sit for an interview. But there may be a way to avoid a subpoena.
If I were the president's lawyer, and I'm not, let me be very clear about that, I would take advantage of these questions, and I would submit answers in writing to almost all of them, and then make objections to the others based on Article 2 of the Constitution. And then tell the American public, look, I've answered all these questions. Why are they trying to bring me into a grand jury?
There was another shakeup in President Trump's legal team today. The president's in-house counsel on the Russia investigation, Ty Cobb, retiring. Former Clinton impeachment attorney Emmett Flood taking over for him at the end of May. In a statement, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying, quote, Emmett Flood will be joining the White House staff to represent the president and the administration against the Russia witch hunt. Ty Cobb, a friend of the president who has done a terrific job, will be retiring at the end of the month. If the president's attorneys do agree to an interview with Robert Mueller, it likely won't happen anytime soon. Giuliani told Fox News that with a possible summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un looming, there simply won't be time to prepare the president for a lengthy testimony until probably sometime in June. If they do agree to it as well, Giuliani told me they want assurances from the special counsel that the interview would happen before the end of the summer. He also said, Brett, that they are ready for a subpoena battle should it come to that.
Well, keeping you up to date on what's going on with the Trump-Mueller interview, you know, I think Main Street is pretty well a bit worn out. Of course, you know, the fact that it's taking so long to be affected, the media is just chewing it up, because until that happens, it just leaves plenty of room for opining and all kinds of conjecture, right? So Will they or won't they? You know, what do you think? Do you think the president will meet with Mueller? Or do you think that he'll be able to stave that off? I think it's inevitable. They'll probably have to come together if they're going to put this to sleep once and for all, if that's even possible. 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Stand in the light and be seen as we are.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
This is who I am inside. This is who
minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the info that you need to know is right there. And all the info that we need to know regarding our national security, I know some kind of chidingly say our national insecurity. We're doing a lot to move it in the right direction. Michael Rubin is with us, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute and former Pentagon official. Always good to have you with us, Michael. How you doing?
Pretty good, Bill. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to talk with you.
So much to talk about. I've been needing you, buddy. Let me tell you, I know you've been on the road quite a bit, and we just got you back on solid land. Let's talk, obviously, Iran. We've got different Secretary of State's former chiming in light of what Benjamin Netanyahu reported to us, and some say directly to the president. It doesn't look good with this Iranian nuclear deal, does it?
No, it certainly doesn't. One of the big debates out there is whether there is anything new in Bibi Netanyahu's revelation of 100,000 documents or so. And the initial reaction is, yes, there's a lot new there. There's been some revelations about Iran working with warheads that weren't known, or at least weren't known to the same degree, by the International Atomic Energy Agency. There's the broader question of why Iran was keeping such an archive if they had forsworn nuclear weapons in the first place. All in all, it shows a major hole not only in the Joint Conference of Plan of Action, the so-called Iran deal, but also in the IAEA's inspection ability, and frankly also with regard to U.S. intelligence. Because remember, Bill, in 2007 there's a national intelligence estimate which said that Iran stopped working on nuclear weapons in 2003, and the IAEA yesterday said that they weren't aware of any information on Iran making weapons since 2009, which suggests that a decade ago, the U.S. intelligence community called it wrong as well.
Exactly. Well, how does that square up with General Mattis, who said they were complying?
Well, I think General Mattis perhaps was wrong in this regard. There's certainly going to be a lot of questions about whether or not the nonproliferation experts and some officials, some diplomats, were simply saying that Iranians were complying because they didn't want to face the evidence. In General Mattis's case, he may not be aware of the full extent of the evidence, which the United States now has at its disposal, since the Israelis have apparently provided it to us.
Well, Donald Trump has been saying for quite a while, so there's a disconnect between the Oval Office and General Mattis, which I find surprising because, once again, we find that Donald Trump is more right than wrong.
Well, that's absolutely the case here. There's a couple other issues, Bill, which I don't think have gotten enough attention in the press. I mean, President Obama when he was making the case for the nuclear deal, spoke about Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei's supposed religious fatwa against the development of nuclear weapons as evidence that Iran didn't want nuclear weapons in the first place. And this whole archive flies directly in the face of the Supreme Leader's supposed nuclear fatwa. And then we had the Iranian foreign minister with whom we had been negotiating, who repeatedly said at no time was Iran working on nuclear weapons, and that's just exposed as a flat-out lie. So if we're making deals with liars, how can we be sure that they're actually telling the truth when they made the commitments and the promises which they made, which seemed to have been enough for Obama and Kerry?
Exactly. Michael, what I'm concerned about is that you've got the antithetical sentiment towards Donald Trump, that he's wrong no matter what he does. And then you've got the backup of Barack Obama and his administration and what they did. I'm sure it doesn't sit well for him when he's constantly hearing the barrage of commentary that says that, you know, this was a bad deal. I mean, even the mainstream media has a hard time carrying the water on that one. So all this stuff is stinging. Is there a way possibly that we can mollify the ego and all this and realize that what we're talking about is, you know, the preservation of the West, and not to mention stopping any kind of nuclear proliferation there in the Middle East?
Well, I say this as an analyst rather than an advocate, in that, unfortunately, I don't think that's the case. I think it flies in the face of human nature. When I did my book, Dancing with the Devil, which was a history of diplomacy with rogue regimes, Bill, I looked back when North Korea, for example, had been exposed cheating, and everyone who was so personally invested in negotiating with North Korea, they became North Korea's leader collectively. Yeah. They didn't want, they were bending over backwards, making intellectual somersaults to try to explain away the obvious. And we see the same thing going on now. And there needs to be a reckoning with some of these so-called non-proliferation groups that when faced with 100,000 documents, instead of saying, hey, the IAEA needs to get to the bottom of this, dismisses them as irrelevant without even reviewing them. And that just shows you how deeply politics has permeated supposedly objective organizations.
Yeah, it's like, let's throw reason out the door here. And this is what's disturbing, you know, for Main Street America, Michael, that looks at this and say, you know, Donald Trump's calling it out for what it is. And then we have this resistance and the way, you know, it's being presented in the mainstream media when 90% of their commentary and what they're, you know, putting out there in the marketplace is anti-Trump. It's like they get a very warped perspective and our worldview is compromised as a result, is it not?
Well, no, you're absolutely right, Bill. Look, in my case, I can't say I'm a strong supporter of President Trump, but he's the President of the United States. I will cheer him. I want the United States to succeed. I will cheer Trump on when he's right, and I will argue against him when he's wrong. But to have Trump derangement syndrome is just as dishonest as having Obama derangement syndrome.
Exactly.
Or Bush derangement syndrome. We've got to get past that.
Exactly. You know, we've got to have, and you're exactly right, Michael, and this is not, hey, let's all get together, you know, around the Kool-Aid bowl and drink out of the same Kool-Aid. We need a disparity of thought and passion, all bathed in the truth and based on the facts. And the facts that Bibi Netanyahu presented to the world community, boy, those are tough facts to ignore, is it not?
It's absolutely, it's impossible to ignore them. Again, under the terms of the Joint Conference Plan of Action, Iran was supposed to have forsworn nuclear weapons and come clean to the International Atomic Energy Agency about everything they had been working on. At the very least, this shows that they had not done that. You know, the International Atomic Energy Agency also has a lot to answer for because they were so willing to give Iran a free pass. Now, remember, when South Africa came in from the cold with its nuclear program in 1991, even with a fully compliant South African government, it took the IAEA 19 years to give South Africa a clean bill of health.
Wow.
In my mind, this is the second huge intelligence failure on the part of the International Atomic Energy Agency. It rivals the fact that back between 1980 and 1991, the IAEA gave Saddam Hussein's Iraq a clean bill of health on its nuclear program, only to discover in 1991 documents after the liberation of Kuwait, documents which showed that, you know, Saddam Hussein had been successfully hiding this program. It seems the IAEA has now made the same mistake two times.
Exactly. Who's going to hold him accountable, Michael?
Well, ultimately, that should be the U.S. Congress, that should be funding and so forth. They're an international organization which relies on donations, but the fact of the matter is, Yukima Amano, the head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, appears to have simply given in to the pressure of the Russians, the Chinese, the Obama administration, the French and the British and the Germans, who said, look, you got to say there's nothing to see here, even as a small fire turned into a huge conflagration.
Wow, that's incredible. More from Michael Rubin after the break. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
I wanna go back.
at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Conversation with Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official. He's a Middle East regional politics, Iran, Syrian, and Persian Gulf expert. Michael, the AEIA, the Atomic Energy, that are supposed to be that group that is responsible for overseeing Iran's compliance, their drop of the ball here. This is a serious issue. And Congress is so busy and distracted with all the stuff that's going on and off the rails, you know, dealing with the resistance. Is it any wonder? I mean, you know, I'm just thinking, is this a fait accompli? Are we just going to miss this opportunity to hold them accountable?
You know, I don't think that Donald Trump is in the habit of failing to hold countries caught cheating on agreements accountable. If nothing else, this shows that perhaps Donald Trump needs to hold not only the International Atomic Energy Agency a little bit more accountable, but some of our allies in the United Kingdom, France, and Great Britain. I mean, China and Russia are already lost causes. It really does expose the international community in the sense of the emperor having no clothes.
Exactly.
And at this point, we've got to realize we can't put our national security for ideological reasons in the hands of really fickle international diplomats.
Well, you want a follow-up phone call from Macron going now that Bibi Netanyahu has laid this out. What do you say? What does Merkel say? What does May say?
You know, I mean, what we see from Federico Mogherini, who's the European Union's foreign policy chief, a failed Italian politician, a former communist, she basically just came out and said, well, there's nothing new there. And what the talking point seems to be is the fact that Iran had such an extensive program is proof enough of why we need to keep this deal alive. Mm-hmm. What worries me is something else people aren't talking about. If we're going to have a nuclear weapons program, there's a couple different components to it. Number one is the ability to enrich uranium, to highly enrich uranium. And certainly Iran has the capability to do that. That's what the JCPOA was all about. Supposedly. The second one was warhead design, and that's something which the Iranians have been working on. Netanyahu proved that beyond a reasonable doubt. The third is delivery systems, ballistic missiles, and it was Secretary of State John Kerry who gave Iran a free pass on this, and the compromise which former Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was about to strike with the Europeans was that Iran could have ballistic missiles that could go 2,000 kilometers or so. That might not reach the United States. That would reach all our allies in the region. And the fact of the matter is, that's the third part of a nuclear weapons program, the delivery system. We need to look long and hard about what we're allowing Iran to do.
So what happens now, Michael?
Well, ultimately, I do think that President Trump is going to walk away from the Joint Conference a plan of action. But, you know, a lot of people also get that wrong because this isn't based on the JCPOA itself. It's based on the fact that there's a compromise legislation put through in the Senate in order to sign on to this Iran deal without having to go through the ratification process of a treaty or even a straight up and down vote in the Senate. Then I think there's going to be a huge series of sanctions leveled on Iran for its ballistic missile program. When the Europeans complain that they're not going to go along, make no mistake, Bill, even if European diplomats whine and moan about this, when you're a European businessman and you're faced with unilateral U.S. sanctions, mm-hmm. you're going to be very careful no matter what your prime minister or president says.
Well, stay tuned for more details as this is continuing to unwind rapidly here. Michael, what do you think about, as you mentioned, if this goes to the Senate, goes to Congress in some sort of treaty format, but you're saying they're going to do everything they can to avoid it and basically follow the format that Barack Obama executed because, you know, Congress wasn't working. I mean, this thing could get really bogged down if we're going to rely on Congress to do something about this, is it not?
When I was talking about the way the Joint Conference, the plan of action, the Iran nuclear deal was put forward, look, my point, Bill, is we have a constitution for a very real reason. reason, and there shouldn't be shortcuts around that. The, the fact that Kerry tried to make a shortcut is one of the reasons we're in this mess in the first place, and the side that Iran, fact that Iran was cheating. But you know what? If John Kerry had negotiated and said, look, Iran, I need a much more foolproof deal, otherwise it's not going to rise to the level that the that the Senate demands, he could have gotten a more serious deal. Now, I'm a little bit skeptical about what President Trump is doing with North Korea, for example, but if we're going to negotiate with North Korea, at the very least, it should raise to a standard that can be passed as a treaty rather than some meaningless empty agreement such as we have with the Iran nuclear deal.
I don't think, and speaking of North Korea, and I'm glad you brought that up because that was my segue next, regarding North Korea, I just do not think that Trump would be making a deal that would be anything close to what Barack Obama would do. I hate to make it into a political comparison here, but it seems that for all the hard work and this strategy that the Trump administration has put on North Korea, that it is working. It's brought him to the table. I guess we could hope and pray that wisdom would reign and we could somehow find a win-win resolution for everything and bring the Koreas together. Would that be awesome?
You know, it would be awesome. My colleague Nick Eberstadt, who has followed North Korea for 30, 40 years, points out that North Korea oftentimes makes aspirational statements, but getting to talk about the devil in the details can be very, very difficult. The press right now is celebrating, and some of those following Trump are celebrating the fact that North Korea has promised to denuclearize. Mm-hmm. But, you know, back in 1992, under the George H.W. Bush administration, they promised the exact same thing. You know, more power to the Trump administration, to North Korea, if they actually put in force an agreement which was supposed to be put in force a quarter century ago. But I wouldn't want to give North Korea anything in a addition just to fulfill what they've already agreed to.
Exactly. And all this all this praise and the possibility of a Nobel Peace Prize, Michael, this makes me nervous. Some of these things that are being bantered about at this point in the negotiation, and of course the world leaders, Kim Jong-un, you know, Donald Trump, they all understand it comes down to them. I mean, pundits are going to say what they're going to say, but I think some of the conversation and the ideation is a bit irresponsible, in my humble opinion.
I agree with you, Bill. And if I may just go on a tangent about the Nobel Peace Prize, one of the things that's always bothered me is we have all these Nobel Prizes, and they're awarded based on the fulfillment of a career looking back. Mm-hmm. The only exception is the Nobel Peace Prize, which is given aspirationally and symbolically, rather than make sure that peace has actually occurred. What the politicians in Norway do is try to sort of put their finger on the scale a little bit to try to tilt in a certain direction. It tends not to work. That's why we have people like Yasser Arafat having Nobel Peace Prizes, people like Barack Obama having Nobel Peace Prizes. The fact of the matter is, look, if this results in peace, more power to Trump for getting a Nobel Peace Prize, but I wouldn't want that to happen until we've actually seen whether it holds for 10 years.
Exactly. I'm with you on this. I think that they delegitimize the Nobel Peace Prize when they do it based on aspiration as opposed to, concrete empirical evidence.
Yeah, well, then we're two peas in a pod on that one, Bill. I mean, certainly we should put national security first and not play to the egos of our politicians. That's what got us into so much trouble when it came to Barack Obama getting the Nobel Prize and John Kerry perhaps wanting one.
Michael, as we wrap things up here, let's not forget China and Russia. Where are they in all this?
Well, ultimately, China and Russia are playing a game where while the United States looks at diplomacy as a win-win situation, the way China and Russia look at it is for them to win, the United States needs to lose. Mm-hmm. North Korea never would have gotten to where it is without China, and perhaps Iran wouldn't have gotten to where it is right now without Russia, and we need to keep that in mind.
Exactly. Michael Rubin, resident scholar with the American Enterprise Institute, former Pentagon official, has been with us. Michael, great insight. Thank you so much for keeping us up to date. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Bill. Anytime.
This report is brought to you by General Mills. Today, 842 million, nearly 12% of the world's population, struggle with hunger, including 13 million kids and teens in America. There's a clear need to find solutions to feed more people today and for generations to come. In response, General Mills launched the General Mills Feeding Better Future Scholars Program, which asks young people to share their sustainable agriculture and hunger relief solutions for a chance to win $50,000. Now, General Mills is thrilled to announce this year's finalists. Graydon Mannering launched Braised Brown Bags to deliver nutritious food and water to thousands of people in need. Jack Griffin created the Food Finder app to help families connect with free food assistance. Kate Inderlin used regenerative agriculture to improve the quality of soil in her community. Katie Stagliano founded Katie's Crops to empower kids across the country to grow fresh produce to fight hunger locally. Joya Joaquim leveraged unused space, a landfill, to grow healthy produce. Vote for your favorite finalists at feedingbetterfutures.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
You one step away from surrender, one step away from coming home, coming home.
Bill Martinez, live.
Arms wide open.
Hey, welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's also where the National Day of Prayer resides as well, as we are committed to honoring this special day. And, you know, lucky for us, we have Tina Marie Griffin here with us, the counterculture mom. Hey, Tina Marie, happy National Day of Prayer for you.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot. We got to make this an everyday deal, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, what a special time, lest we forget. I mean, we've got, prayers across this country, people coming together, praying for our leadership, praying for, what's about to happen in North Korea with Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. You know, could we possibly really realize, I mean, forget about all the talk of a Nobel Peace Prize, and I even believe for Donald Trump, maybe that's the cherry on top down the road. The real issue here is, can we realize peace and bring the Korean Peninsula back together?
Hey, that would be fantastic news. That the cool thing is, yes, it's chaotic out there in the world today, but we're living in the most exciting times because we have an actual chance to let God use us to see change in our world and make peace happen. So it's wild, but at the same time, it's a great journey. So we have to put our seatbelts on, pray, and let God guide us.
Well, the theme for this year's National Day of Prayer is unity, and the scripture verse is Ephesians 4:3, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Boy, I'll tell you, what a perfect theme. And timing is always right with God. You know, he's always just in time, isn't he not?
He is. And a lot of times it's for us to realize what we need to change in ourselves to become closer to Christ so we can be used in a deeper level. And so sometimes you look out there, look at all these problems, and yet God's like, hey, the second you realize what you've got to work on, which he talks to me daily on that,
mm-hmm.
He's helping us all shape ourselves into looking more like Christ so he can unify us to be the best possible replication of who he is because he's in us.
Mm-hmm.
So
it exactly.
is wild times. Unity is what we need, Bill. It's definitely what we need when it comes to what's going on in our world today.
Well, a little bit of history. The National Day of Prayer was created back in 1952 by a joint resolution of Congress and signed into law by President Harry Truman. In 88, the law was unanimously amended by both the House and Senate. Could you imagine? When was the last time we heard about the House and Senate doing anything unanimously?
I forgot that did happen.
Yeah, it did happen, and this is one of the moments. I mean, interesting that you would have both sides agree that God still reigns. He is still supreme and sovereign. Our country has been blessed by God. I know that there are some people that want to turn their back on God, and I say to their own peril. But today, especially, we are reminded that we need to turn toward God. As I mentioned, Ronald Reagan on Thursday, May the 5th, 1988, designating the first Thursday of May as a day of national prayer. Every president since 1952 has signed this national proclamation, the National Day of Prayer. And, of course, as you come together and as you go to your local communities, it could be your civic centers, it could be your churches, wherever it is, wherever there are people that are bowing their knee to God and realizing, hey, look, we're messing up here. And God, we need you. And this is a time of unity. I mean, this is something that we can all agree on and come together on and be encouraged by Ephesians 4:3, making every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. So happy National Day of Prayer. My prayer is that you would go out and be unified with fellow believers and those that want to get this country back on track, you know, for the sake of our children, for the sake of God's purpose, for all of us individually and corporately, this country and the world as well, especially, you know, coming up this summit with North Korea and President Trump. Tina, did you get a chance to see Like Arrows, by the way?
I didn't. I just got the link, and I cannot wait to watch it. That's
right.
My weekend project with my husband. But you've seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. And, of course, Bob Lapine, I've been in touch with him, and he sent me an email because I asked him. I said, Bob, how did it go? I got a kick out of Dennis Rainey. Dennis Rainey refers to Bob Lapine as Cecil B. Lapine because he really brought Family Faith into, you know, the movie business. This is their first venture. And, of course, they did it quite wisely and incorporated the talents of Alex and Stephen Kendrick. Of course, the cast that they have in this movie is just, it is so awesome. But they had a great turnout last night. It's a Fathom event, so it's only going to play two nights. Last night was the first night, actually the night before, so the 1st and 3rd of May. And so after you go and enjoy your National Day of Prayer, go see this movie. Make sure. But he sent me an email. Bob said, great turnout last night, more than 30,000 people, and we had 5,800
awesome.
People. We had 5,800 people connect with us afterwards for parenting help online. He says that's the cool part. So congratulations to them. You know, may it continue to roll. This is a blessing to all families and parents. This is a really, really outstanding movie. They've done a great job. And for their first movie coming out, this is quite exceptional. I know that people will be blessed by this, and you will as well over the weekend.
I can't wait to watch it. And I'm so glad all these amazing Christian films are coming out because, honestly, years ago, I was embarrassed to tell my friends, check out this Christian movie because it's cheesy. Today, it's
yes.
like you guys just blasted past all the most amazing stunts I've ever seen. And even firsthand, while working on set in L.A., these recent Christian movies have blasted past the talent that Hollywood's been pumping out. So it's very encouraging to see all these films out there that are not flu-flu, but actually tackling subjects in a godly way that so many people can relate to. And then they leave the movie theater changed and challenged to think about life events differently, to mend relationships, to send a card to someone they haven't talked in a while. You know, it's just to share their faith more boldly. Mm. I just love film to do that.
Exactly. Well, you know, here it is. You've got, I Can Only Imagine, which is, you know, turning the hearts of the fathers towards the sons toward the heart. Just a precious movie, well told and well presented. God's Not Dead, reminding us that the power of God, as you were talking about earlier, resides in us. Roaring like a lion. I mean, and there it is. And so we had that. So to be encouraged, Like Arrows, you know, a story there, a bit about the prodigal, about people who seek God and realize the benefit of putting God in the center of everything. You know, I think that sometimes what happens is we consider it in a casual sort of way. We say, well, you know, I've got God. You know, God kind of hangs around. And it's almost like Jesus is, it's like you're having coffee with your friends and Jesus is kind of like on the outside of the perimeter. And and when you see this movie, you realize, you go, whoa, what am I doing? You know, why am I leaving Jesus outside? Why don't I bring Jesus right here in the center and make Jesus the focus? And, you know, what will happen then? And that's what people are realizing more and more and getting it. You know, what it means to have God, to have Christ in the center of your very lives. And that's why, again, I'm grateful for this movie. I know many people are being blessed by it. It's causing them to think maybe differently about their activation and their participation as Christians, as people of faith, and doing what God's command us to do, to take that message out, to go make disciples, right?
I love it. And yes, and I know the times of my life when I don't have Christ in the center. It's like it's more of me forcing it and trying to make stuff happen. Just my whole demeanor is different. And then when I know that Christ is the center of my life, I'm like, how did that just happen? How did that phone call come in? How did that opportunity arise? It's because, you know, it's God. It is very exciting to, it's such a privilege to be used by God, to see literally life change and physically saved because you're being used by Him.
Yeah, you catch yourself, speaking of demeanor, I find myself more meaner, you know?
Yeah.
and afterwards you go, what? Why did I say that? Why am I thinking like that? You know, and I'm grateful for the Holy Spirit to put you back in check. But, hey, this is a process. You know, as Paul said, the things we want to do, we don't do. The things we don't, we say we don't want to do, we do. I mean, we are a mess. And thank God for Christ and for his sacrifice that brings us back to the Father, right?
Yes, and at least we realize that we do have a problem that we need change.
Amen. Well, we're talking with the Counterculture Mom. Lots more to talk about. Stay with us here, America. 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, on this, the National Day of Prayer, welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We're visiting with the Counterculture Mom, as we do every week. Always a joy to have Tina Marie Griffin with us. Tina, what's going on with the Boy Scouts? They've been all twisted in knots. We've got a 100-year tradition now, really confused, and they decided to drop the boy. So now it's just Scouts of America, BSA. Well, BSA still stands for Boy Scouts of America. So, they're really in a knot over this thing, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. When your original mission and name of your organization no longer exemplifies who's involved in it, why even have the group? I mean, it should just be dissolved. It's just like playing with a bunch of kids on a playground, as far as what I'm concerned. It just causes more gender confusion. It would be a red flag in my book to have any of my kids personally involved with it, even though I think we should definitely reach out and have neighborhood kids that might be gender confused regarding who they are and what they believe they are. We definitely want to show Christ and point them in the right direction. But with young impressionable minds being involved with a group that doesn't know who they are or what they represent, is not something where I want my kids to learn how to become a leader.
Exactly. So, or to be a young man or a young woman.
Yes, exactly.
More importantly.
Yes. And it's just a bad situation. But the cool thing is there's always amazing organizations that are out there doing God's work that the secular media hardly ever portrays or wants to advertise because they don't want us to live this straight and narrow, and they don't want to support or believe in what we're doing. So the cool thing is Girl Scouts is really messed up. That's not the cool thing. I'm leading into that.
Right.
And they also have been backed by Planned Parenthood for years, which obviously if we're believers, we don't want to support anything that supports death of a baby in the womb, because that's what it is. I mean, fetus means little one, not a blob of fetal tissue the way Planned Parenthood has ingrained in many young people's minds for decades. So instead of Girl Scouts, I just had the amazing executive director on, Patty Galbertree, I think you say her last name.
Uh-huh.
She's amazing. I had her on the show. She's on Counterculture Mom my Facebook page. You can watch our whole entire episode of 20, 30 Minutes. And she created American Heritage Girls, an excellent place for young girls to get involved. They have a huge leadership convention in St. Louis on June 7th through 9. All you have to do is go to AmericanHeritageGirls.org. I know that when I had the show as well, too, I'm going to try to find this really quick. There is a group for boys. Instead of going to Boy Scouts or now Scouts, whatever they want to call them, mm-hmm. that has all different genders because everyone's confused today, there is a Boy Scout option that young boys can now get involved with as well. I'll try to dig up that info. Mm-hmm. So American Heritage Girls is excellent for all young girls, 5 to 18 years old. If moms want to get them involved in it, they have leadership, a camp. They have amazing activities, a lot of them outdoors. You're getting kids off tech gadgets. There's a lot of really good benefits because of that. I would highly suggest people look into American Heritage Girls. It is called Trail Life USA for the boys.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
Trail
good.
Life USA.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, you know, Tina, speaking of the Girl Scouts, director, Sylvia Acevedo, well, actually, she's the CEO of Girl Scouts of USA, said in a statement that Girl Scouts is the premier leadership development organization for girls. We are and will remain the first choice for girls and parents. I mean,
wrong.
I'm just saying is that if the Boy Scouts had the same statement and believe, they might be more substantive.
Yeah, it's. I read that same statement this last week, and I said, how deceptive is our world today? Because many parents, when I go and speak at different events, they come to me afterwards, are you kidding me? Girl Scouts is backed by Planned Parenthood? I said, yes, they are, and a lot of moms don't even know. That's why the Girl Scouts are selling their cookies. I said, I'd love to buy them. If you guys were not attached to Planned Parenthood, I'd be interested. And I go to schools,
right.
And there's all these booths set up for young moms to get their kids signed up for Girl Scouts, not having a clue what they support and who they're partnering with. And American Heritage Girls has to be on the forefront for young moms, that any mom that wants to send their kids to somewhere where they're going to create world changers as a result that are geared towards Christ.
Yes, without a doubt. Well, I appreciate you bringing that up. Now, you also just did a radio show on the topic regarding Kanye and his support of Trump on the Family Research Council. Summarize that real quick.
Yeah, basically, I was asked what was it like to live as a conservative in L.A. That was rather hilarious. I was working on set with Jane Fonda during the 2004 election with George W. Bush and told, if you're a Republican, forget registering to vote during lunchtime. You can only register to vote if you're a Democrat. And they were serious. Mm-hmm. And they were passing out very graphic buttons on set. I won't say exactly what it was, but all geared towards bashing Bush. And I just held my ground and shared people with my pro-life views and everything else. So it was hilarious at that time, but I didn't care. I wanted to be me. I give Kanye credit for what he's doing, even though he's getting a lot of backlash. And I was asked, do you think it's going to hurt his career? I said, absolutely not. It's going to help his career. In fact, I hope he comes to see the Lord through this mm-hmm. and have his media that he pumps out match what he actually believes as far as political conservative route with Donald Trump. That's what we have to work on next for that guy. But I'm praying for him because mm-hmm. if he becomes a believer, half of America's Generation Z would consider becoming a believer.
Yeah, you think about the influence that,
yes.
that this young man has. I mean, it is
yep.
awesome. And if he chose to use it for good, and when
Amen.
I say good, I'm talking godly good, that same good
yes.
that God talked about, you know, with Cain, you know, if you do good, will it not go right for you? And, you know, this is an opportunity, not only for Kanye, his family, and, you know, others that, you know, listen to him, that he influences. So, yes, great opportunity there, possibly. And hopefully for him, as you say, his future, you know, because that's what God is all about. You know, he has plans for us, and he reveals those plans to give us a future and a hope. And may that
yeah.
Hope in Kanye be realized. That's awesome. Now, go ahead.
I want to say I think it's so cool, though, that he holds his ground and has his own view, because Satan really likes to twist the truth and lead people astray in L.A., especially the major influencers, like you said, which then in turn, they are against Christ and anything truthful in our culture today. So the fact that he says, I don't care what you guys are trying to tell me to do, I'm going to believe what I want to believe. I just mm-hmm. give him a high five right now, because a lot of celebs are not like that. They feel so pressured and having to do and say what the other celebrities around them are doing and saying for the sake of keeping their career and getting paid. So he is cutting his own path, and I'm just going to keep praying for the guy that he comes to see the saving faith in Christ and becomes a believer as a result.
Exactly. Well, Tina, one story here that blew me away, and I'm thinking of the fathers and mothers of these two particular schools where there was a teaching all under the guise of, you know, health and health education and everything that was extremely over the top. Very gross, shocking. I mean, as a parent, if my ninth grader was exposed to this without my understanding and the school saying, yeah, it was the job of the athletics director to view it down. One of the coaches viewed it down, supposedly. I'm sure they're probably going to say, oh, well, just like the others said, well, this gal's been on before and we trusted her. But boy, it was 4.5 impactful moments that was quite shocking. It's going to burn into the minds of these young kids forever, I think.
Yes, Lacey Green, I was aware of for the last couple of years. She has over a million followers, I believe 1.3 million at this point. Most of them are not adults. They're young kids, curious. When you watch one clip of what she shares, if parents are not talking about body parts and how we reproduce and the whole sex talk in a godly way, even by the time their kids are, I have to say, at middle school, possibly even younger, they will be learning and being curious from Lacey Green. And when they go to her website, it blows my mind. I should say YouTube channel. And I have this all over my website, counterculturemom.com, and on my Counterculture Mom Facebook page. Just follow me there, and you will never miss a post on what's going on with pop culture. It's so deceptive, Bill, because she basically says, have fun out there. Take care. Be safe at her very end. And I'm like, you're saying be safe right after. You did not talk about any consequence, but 50 ways to be sexually active with each other as middle school students.
Yes, and how to pleasure one another.
How to pleasure one another or yourself. And there is no protection at all, which I believe in abstinence only. We don't need a condom. If there was condoms needed, it would have been Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden with a box of condoms. But that was never talked about in Scripture. So, right place, right time with the right person, opposite sex. Sex is fantastic, and that's how we can talk to our kids about it. But she's like, have fun, multiple partners, what are you going to do? Be safe. And I'm like, you just gave them, the people watching, ideas of what to do. And I literally put underneath her video, her YouTube clip, and I made a comment. Who knows if it'll stay on there. I said, you are responsible for all the STDs, STIs, teenage pregnancies, and everything else that these kids are going to have, depression, guilt, shame, fear, all of it, regrets. Because you promoted a message that literally is going to lead kids down a road of destruction. So we have to steer clear of Lacey Green. What I would suggest the parents do is talk to your kids. Hey, I heard about this new chick that's hot to trot on YouTube called Lacey Green. Do you know who she is? And through that, conversation can be had where you can now talk to them about how God really has designed sex.
Well, knowledge is power, and as our friend John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute says, that knowledge precedes action. I say, the right knowledge will precede the right action. And this is a call to action to parents to make sure you understand. And we appreciate it, as we talk about all the time here with the Counterculture Mom, is there is a plethora of things to stay on top of. They are coming out so quickly, aren't they?
They are, and the best thing parents can do, I do all the research for them, is to text Media Guide, no spaces, to the number 44222, and you will get a great four-page PDF parent media guide for you to do a pop culture purge and know what's safe for your kids regarding entertainment and technology. Media Guide, no spaces, to 44222.
Counterculture Mom, and you go to counterculturemom.com for more information.
You got it.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.